We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Tuesday. If there is, if you have questions about what's going on the lockdown, you can get official updates by texting COVID-19SF to 888-777. That's where you get official updates, any information or mandates or martial law announcement, you know, whatever. You can get all your...
martial law.
I don't know, dude. who knows what's next? Honest to God. So if you are interested in getting that kind of those official updates, then that's where you can go. If you just want to listen to fun radio shows or, podcasts and that kind of thing, you go to radio.com. That is an app. Sounds like a website, but it's an app. The radio.com app. Download it for free, and then you can listen to Alice all the live long day, and that's where you find all of our podcasts, etc. And
hey, if I could jump in, the weather today, it looks like we've got some rain in the forecast, so... I don't know how that
rainy day is that right?
I believe so. We've got there's partly rainy skies on looks like Saturday, but the percentages are low. I mean, we're all stuck inside, so I don't know how that plays into
it's depressing out the window. It poured here last night.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Did you not get rain?
Not that I know of, but yeah. I barely looked outside.
Right. Well, it's just barely getting light out my window here, and I can see everything is puddled.
Oh, cool.
It looks pretty wet.
Well, we could use the water.
There. Yeah, well, right. That's the good news.
Oh, I wonder if Tahoe snowed.
I wonder, too. Right? No, it had to have. Come on. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Yes, snow. 90% chance today.
Oh, good. That's great news. Has it been cold there? Cold enough to keep the snow?
20 overnight.
Oh, good.
36 at the at its peak.
That's perfect.
Right up the mountain. It's going to be colder than that, and plenty of snowfall.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Great news. Not to ask you things you don't know the answer to offhand, but here we go. That measurement that they do all the time. Do you know when the next one of those is?
I don't, but I'll look that up. I had found the spot to
that'd be a bit of great
get that
news.
Information. So I'll let you know.
Okay, good. All right, let's jump into the trash here, brought to you by radio.com. Today is Tuesday. That makes it Tattoosday. Good, good, good. It's going to be hard to do Tattoosdays going forward because people aren't able to get new tattoos because that is a pretty hands-on, face-to-face, blood and guts exposing job. The one tattoo artist I know is like, yeah, not doing that.
Oh, he's not.
Well, he can't, you're... The tattoo shop is closed and the dude is hawking his paintings. I'm like, oh, I'll buy those.
These are paintings he's done?
Yeah. So he's, obviously a tattoo artist is an artist and he's, but I love his art because it's all sort of has that tattoo feel. And I actually think tattoos are like really good tattoos are so beautiful. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't need to tell you, you obviously are a fan of them as well. I'm looking right now at I bought two paintings from him. I was thinking that somebody made the suggestion that, because it's heartbreaking to sell your artwork. Like, these have clearly been in shows before because there's stuff on the back of them that say who the artist is and when it was created. And then they say, not for sale. I'm like, he loves this one.
I don't understand, though, why he wouldn't want to sell his art.
Well, he does sell some of it. you know, and he does prints of all his originals, but he had to sell original paintings. So I was thinking maybe I'm paying a rental fee, like at some point I'll...
Oh, so you're a pawn shop. He'll come back and he'll buy it back from you.
He doesn't have to buy it back. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's actually a pretty close friend of the family. So, you know, it's, you feel like, well, you help this person out and, you know, turn around and make it, get good karma from it. But anyway, I freaking sit and stare at them constantly. Anyway, how do we get on this? Tattoos. That's right. It's Tattoos Day. That works. At Laurent Trelon. Follow him. You can see all his gorgeous artwork. Shame. He works at Spider Murphy's when that place is open. So, face tattoos, they're a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess that it's not up to me. I don't even guess that. It isn't up to me. You can get it. Go get a face tattoo if you want to. And people love their sports teams and people have their little sayings, always tired or what have you.
Or misunderstood.
Yes, that's exactly who I'm talking about, by the way.
Oh, that you are?
Yeah, that is Presley Gerber. That is Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber's son. He's 20.
You know, I don't know what that kid's deal is, but he's about as handsome as it gets.
Yeah.
And so
he's very good looking.
I don't know what the face tattoo misunderstood is all about. It must mean something very important to him. But he's someone with Brad Pitt good looks. So all he had to do was go work on his skills.
Yeah. Find something to be good at besides, you know, being misunderstood. Make people understand you. I don't know. That could be your first task. And God, as teenagers and, you know, whatever, I guess he's 20. You know, who hasn't felt misunderstood? Do you have to get that pasted on your face? Anyway, it's not up to us. He got misunderstood in letters directly under his eye, on his cheekbone, right across his face. He has misunderstood written on his beautiful face. He now has an LA Dodgers tattoo on the other side of his face. So let's hope
just
they
the
don't
LA
move.
Letters?
Just LA with like a star or something. I don't know. It's like I have a sideways look at it. If you want, look go
Who
ahead and look
has
it up.
That? I want to say that's the same tattoo that, what's that kid's name? He's a rapper. The Game.
Oh.
The Game has LA with a star on it, I think.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, it looks like sort of an official looking logo. I don't really, you know.
The
know
lettering LA is absolutely the Dodgers LA. I don't know what the star is.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's like the, you know, the Hollywood symbol,
Walk of Fame,
the star.
Or whatever, right. You know, which is, look, it's good. It's fine. If you want to get your favorite sports team, you know, let's face it, the Oakland Raiders fans who have tattooed their faces with Oakland forever are a little bit bummed right now. And God forbid the Dodgers ever leave L.A. It's, you know, I guess you'd be like, this is a vintage tattoo. This is from back in the day.
Well, I mean, I do think that tattoos are snapshots of where you, whatever was happening in your life at that time. So that's, you know, on your face, I don't get it, but.
Well, when you're 20, honestly, you're not.
No,
making,
you know what?
You're
Sarah,
making lifetime
I was 20 and I'll
that...
tell you what I didn't do. First of all, I didn't have money. So there was one reason why I didn't get tattoos. And part of the reason I didn't get tattoos with what little money I did have is you don't want to buy discount tattoos.
Well, the ones that you did buy that were discount tattoos are the ones you've been working hard to cover up all this time.
Right.
They're surrounded by beautiful artwork.
Right.
Well, here's the problem. This kid isn't hurting for money. He knows where his next meal's coming from, and he's all, oh, man, look, a tattoo shop. Let's go in there and make a terrible decision. Let's do this thing. Oh.
So Cindy Crawford's kid.
Yep.
Do you have the picture? Where,
I do.
Should I look
yeah.
it up?
Oh, sure. Look, I mean, well, you've seen the
I'll
misunderstood.
See if I can,
it's just
put it up on the screen here.
It's just on the other side of his face, and it's up near his hairline. It's not like, you know, smack dab in the middle of the cheek. It's up sort of, I don't know, like just below his temple, kind of in
can
that area.
Can you see this, Vin?
Oh, there you go, Vinny. See it there on the left-hand side of his face?
Oh, he did the other side of his face from the misunderstood tattoo.
Yeah. Some with a little star around it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like I saw that tattoo on The Game.
Yeah, Vinny, you're right. I just looked it up. The Game has the same exact tattoo.
The star in the
I
LA.
Have that too.
Yeah.
Here's,
oh, there
here's
it
the
is.
Games.
Yeah, his is colored in. I wonder if, well, you know, it's a black and white photo on.
Right.
No, that doesn't look colored in. Maybe it is colored in. No, I don't think so. Anyway, he's misunderstood and he loves the Dodgers. Who can understand any of that? He said, most and a lot of people get facelifts, change genders, lip injections, etc. And it's offensive to say anything today's day and age. But I get a little face tattoo, now people love to hate me. Those are all kind of different things. But, he's also not wrong. And I'm not going to, do whatever you want, buddy. I'm not dating you. Because if I was, I'd want my name tattooed across your forehead, obviously. And just one other tattoo story. This isn't even a tattoo story, really. This is just, we're including it because it's Tattoos Day. And Jonah Hill, who is, he's a hilarious actor, I'm sure. Of some acclaim. I think he was even nominated for an Academy Award at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah,
So
it might have been for his role in Moneyball.
I think it was, Vinny. That sounds right. So he has tattoos, and that's basically the whole story. His are in the regular places, chest, arms. But I think really the story here is that someone was hiding in a parking lot where he was going surfing. And this was, let's see, this is March 22nd, and we're all supposed to be on lockdown, I suppose, as long as he keeps a social distance.
Yeah, there are people. I have not gone surfing, and I while I want to, because it seems safe, coronavirus safe, I also feel like if I go out there and bring that back into this house where my two little kids have been hiding in place,
right,
I'm going to be
right
so
thing.
Mad at myself.
Right.
So I don't think I'm going to go surf. I really felt like I'm going to give it a couple weeks.
And to be honest, I feel like, the only reason I'm ever going to leave my house is out of absolute necessity. If I've got to go to the supermarket, and even then, we've been ordering stuff off Instacart. We have, there's a several day wait period now if anyone's doing this. Although we got our CVS stuff pretty quick. We got a couple things from there. It seemed like that was much faster than the regular supermarket stuff. And, your substitutions of green beans instead of Kleenex. I don't know where those things... They constantly substitute things. I'm like, well, all right, I'll eat these green beans, but
I think you
I'm not going to wipe my nose with them.
I think you can say no to substitutions.
Yeah, so, I think generally, though, you have to almost be there. Well, maybe they ask you beforehand. I don't know. I'm not that good at the app. So
I'll tell you one of the things that Christina does is she'll go, our person is shopping right now, because they can ask questions of you. If you're live and if you're available, you can answer the question. No, green beans are not a suitable substitute.
Yeah, those don't work as Kleenex. I guess I could stick one up each nostril and then how about we substitute tampons instead? That'll be, they're more absorbent than green beans.
That's tampoons to use.
Oh,
sir.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm sorry. 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 I forgot that the show name is Tampoon. Anyway, Jonah Hill has tattoos. And somebody, what I think is great is that, you've had to change in parking lots plenty of times. And so as he changed,
I've grown up changing on the side of the street.
And
absolutely.
He clearly has a method. I can see that he's pulled it down and has wrapped a towel around himself and then will continue to pull it down.
That is the standard method by which we change out of a wetsuit. Yes.
So that your chaunch isn't on full display. I mean, we don't know if he has any chaunch tattoos, but.
And the classic, it's this, most of us grow out of this, but while growing up down south in Orange County, the move was, there you are on the side of the road changing.
And are you watching him change right here?
Oh,
Bryn
look
has
at that.
The,
yeah,
Bryn
yeah,
has
yeah.
The video. So there it is.
And your boys rip your towel off just as some people are driving by. That's sort of the, oh, look, everyone, you've just flashed these people. Super.
Hooray.
With the tiniest version of your wiener ever, by the way.
It was cold. Dave Grohl's in the news today. He says the Foo Fighters recorded their upcoming 10th album in an old house in Encino. And
cool.
It turned out to be haunted.
Of course it did.
This is just, I guess, his effort to have a non-COVID, which, by the way, I'm trying to do the entire break without any stories about that. Dave Grohl said, when we walked into the house, I knew the vibes were definitely off, but the sound was effing on. He said stuff started happening almost right away, and they got increasingly weirded out. Our guitars would be like detuned between sessions. All our settings on the soundboard would go back to zero. Tracks would go missing. And some tracks that they didn't even record would be there instead, like weird open mic noises. So the band set up a baby monitor to see if they could catch anyone messing with them. And they did see things on the tapes that they can't explain.
What?
Yeah. It's all made up. But they can't say what they were either. We found out about the history of the house. And I had to sign an effing non-disclosure agreement with the landlord because he's trying to sell the place, so I can't give away what happened there. Anyway, it's not about the coronavirus. So there's that.
Good How
about
break?
Thank you. Just, you know, anything to not talk about that. Al Pacino's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, I should call. I have a couple breakup stories here. And she is backpedaling a little. Her name, I think, is Mital Dohan. I don't know how you say it. M-E-I-T-A-L.
Is this the Israeli girl?
It is. Yep.
Okay.
And she, in fact, this is an interview that she did with an Israeli paper. So she was 40, Mital Dohan, and she said, of 79-year-old Al Pacino, he's elderly and he doesn't like to spend money. And then she says, I was kidding. I was just kidding.
Mital Dohan.
Mital Dohan. Okay. Not bad.
I don't think she was.
What's that?
I don't think she was kidding.
No. Well, I don't think so either. But then she goes on to say, any woman who dates a powerful man, they'll say she's a gold digger. It's another stereotype and people can think with me if they want. What happened between us was bigger than materialistic things like flowers or chocolates or diamonds or cars. They dated for 2 years. And she said the split came down to different life stages and her wanting kids. But then she also said that it's because he's old and cheap. So, I don't know. You decide.
Well, her joke was badly placed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. If we knew who you were and knew your sense of humor, we might have thought, oh, she's just...
She's just being...
She's just being in love.
Oh, Mital.
Right. But when you comment on, I'd say, Hollywood's top five actors, is that a fair thing to say?
He's big. I mean, he's definitely, even now, he's Al Pacino.
Right. I mean, he's of all time. I think he's an all-time great.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't think that she probably didn't, that didn't go well in the PR department.
No.
Do you want to play rough?
Halsey.
Oh, Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend!
Oh, ow. Owie, you got me in the arm.
Oh, such a good movie. And Michelle Pfeiffer at her, I think she was like in her 30s.
Speaking of Michelle Pfeiffer.
They were both kids for that movie, basically.
We watched the movie Lady Hawk, which is...
I don't know it.
Well, the only reason I'd ever heard of it is because we read Ready Player One. Hmm. And Lady Hawk was one of I can't think of the guy's name, but this guy dies and he's like the head of like this huge, if you've seen it or if you've read the book, there's this thing, it's called like the Oasis and everybody lives there virtually and wears, you know, haptic goggles and gloves and they live in this virtual reality. So, but the guy who created the whole thing was like this child of the 80s, and one of the things he was a fan of was this movie, Lady Hawk, and it's Matthew Broderick plays this young guy in like medieval times, I don't know, and Rutger Hauer and Michelle Pfeiffer are these two like cursed lovers.
Oh.
And she's, I swear to God, Vinny, she's, I don't know how old she is, but she looks 22 years old, and it's so... The movie's so dumb, but I was completely captivated. I sat and watched the whole thing. Like, terrible soundtrack, terrible acting, but also weirdly perfect for an 80s movie.
Lady Hawk,
of all things. And it was, you know, it's a love story and stuff. And I don't know if it would be for your kids or for anybody, really. But you might want to watch it just because, you know, we both liked Ready Player One so much. The book, not the movie. Anyway, Halsey. We're going to talk about Halsey.
All right.
Apparently, she has broken up with her boyfriend, Evan Peters. And now she's deleted all of his pictures and everything. But basically, She, this past Sunday, she wrote on Instagram, my first crack at making a Sunday dinner. And she was sharing close-up of like Yorkshire pudding that she made and dessert and stuff. And her ex-boyfriend, Youngblood, who she broke up with in September, shared the same meal photo with his followers on Sunday and said, can confirm. And then her actual boyfriend was like, hey, man, what the hell? So I guess they got into a huge fight, Halsey and Evan Peters. And then Halsey deleted all her pictures of her boyfriend. And now the rumor is that she and Youngblood had dinner together on Sunday and they're back together. But Twitter's going absolutely crazy over this. Did Halsey and Evan Peters break up? I'm thinking yes, too. Wow, that was super fast.
So, wait, just to be clear, they were together when she had this dinner party apparently. With Youngblood.
But what might have happened is that Youngblood took her photo and just to stir up trouble, posted it on his own page. Like, she's not confirming that they're back together. This guy might have just taken her photo, put it on his feed, and went, yeah, that was a great dinner or cruddy dinner or whatever. But then, of course, the internet gets involved, and then I guess as Evan Peters must have called her, and they got into a big blow. What? He copied and pasted my thing. What am I supposed to do about it? Now everyone thinks you're dating him. She's like, you know what? Maybe I should be. Adios.
Yeah, that's...
I know.
I don't get it.
Well, it does, you know, here's what you get about this. It wasn't about coronavirus.
Right. No, I'm with you. And we all appreciate the coronavirus-free celebrity trash, for sure.
I'm trying my best.
Great job.
If you're at your house isolated and you've got $17,500... I have something for you to buy.
$1,500. No, I'm going to need that money to pay my taxes.
You probably are.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how mugged I'm getting.
Oh, no.
I just did my taxes yesterday, and the preliminary number was like, what? I didn't pay enough already.
That $17,500 is not going to go to a letter that President Barack Obama wrote to B.B. King.
No, it's going to go to our government.
I guess he...
What?
Barack Obama wrote a letter to B.B. King about a month before B.B. died. And somebody has it. Somebody, I guess it's his
estate?
His estate, and they're selling it. Let me see if I can see who has it, because I can't imagine that it would be anybody else. But they're saying it's for sale. It's not for auction. It's for sale. $17,500.
Right.
If you're in the market for that, some people do love their memorabilia. And he heaps praise on them, and he's touched hearts and moved souls and lifted spirits for decades. It's not handwritten, according to this. It's a typed letter. According to this, and signed by him, and suppose, you know, maybe he dictated it to a secretary. I'm not sure.
Leave it to a millennial president. Was he a millennial?
I don't think so. Is he? Okay. I don't know.
That's just a dig at Bryn.
Yeah. I was wondering where you're going with that.
Where we always go. Right back at you. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to tell you how you can have sex in the day and age of COVID-19.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.